Okay.
Let's start.
Intro. Hey guys, welcome back to Italy's Random Topics. I'm here with Ale.
Hello. Yeah.
And today's episode is about Avengers Endgame. Yes, I know this is late. A lot is going on.
We planned it a long time ago. It didn't work out.
Yes, exactly.
Let's get to it. Yeah. My God. Let me say the movie was amazing.
It's the most depressing movie ever.
What do you mean? Okay. Amazing, you can say anything, or you can say Loki didn't survive, you know, all of that.
Oh, but wait, hold on. Spoilers.
Oh yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, there's spoilers, okay? And like, if you haven't seen it, what is wrong with you? It's been out for a month now. For like a week.
See it first. Do not see this. Do not even hear this. Alright, so I wanted to say, forget about everything. The most depressing part that Thanos was just doing his thing. He was doing potato, space potatoes, and Captain Marvel comes out of nowhere and just ruins his day. I am so pissed.
She didn't do anything yet. That's like way later. Okay, you're going like ahead of yourself. First off, Tony Stark is in space.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go back.
He's all skinny.
Like, I was so like, what is going to happen?
What is he going to die here? Like, the movie just started and he's already going to die?
I like it how he had a friendship.
I mean, that's how Loki died, too.
Yeah.
He died right in the beginning.
I was seeing Thor Ragnarok, right? Yeah. And I saw the credit scene. First time seeing the credit scene in Thor Ragnarok, by the way.
You're so late.
And that was like the last time I told you I was seeing a movie. And I'm like, why is Thanos there? And I just noticed that Loki stole the thing. So I'm like, oh
he's so dumb.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting sidetracked.
But yeah, so Tony's and Nebula are in space. They don't have any power left in their ship. Mm-hmm. And so they're stuck there until he says, what? His helmet. He talks to his helmet and he's trying to contact Pepper.
Captain Marvel comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, Captain Marvel comes out of nowhere.
I don't, how in the world, I haven't seen Captain Marvel, by the way, so don't.
You are so, what is wrong with you? You're supposed to see Captain Marvel and then Endgame. That's
but
how
the thing
works.
Is, how does Captain Marvel knows Iron Man's there? He's in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, whoa.
I'm not the one that created the movie. I don't know how she knew that. She probably was like exploring around like, goop-de-doo. Oh,
yeah, she's doing her thing.
Floating spaceship here. Let's see if there's anybody alive.
That was so great. I actually loved how Tony Stark had a friendship with Nebula. Just showing her how to play.
Oh, yeah, they were playing paper football.
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was amazing. And, yeah, and then and went to killing Thanos. Worst time of my life.
Oh, yes. We saw Thor. They went Thor. To go find Thanos. We see, Tony and Captain America saw each other.
By the way, good scene. I liked it how Thor called his axe to scare Captain Marvel, but she didn't like flinch at all. So it's kind of like, whoa.
He didn't do that to scare her. He just went up to her and he was like, grabbed his Stormbreaker.
Yeah,
I like her.
Oh my God, that was a good scene. Then they go kill Thanos. I was so depressed.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
They finally like, wait, what happened first? Somebody chopped off the arm. Who chopped off the arm? Oh crap.
I'm lost.
Somebody chopped off his arm.
Oh yeah, oof. That wasn't Thor, right?
No. It wasn't him yet.
It had to be a Captain Marvel. What? Wait, I don't remember that part.
Oh crap.
That's crazy.
Well, anyways, he destroyed all the Infinity Stones.
I was like, dude, you messed up.
I'm like, are you kidding? You destroyed the most powerful things.
And I'm like, what is it keep balance now? Like, what's gonna happen?
You could have maybe hidden them, or like,
That's crazy.
He basically killed himself some more. I mean, he did what he was going to do.
I love you. Oh God.
I'm going nuts.
And then so it was Thor crazy.
Cuts off his head finally.
He aimed for the head now.
He could have done that in the first movie, but
yeah. By the way, you can cut that part when my dad came in. So you can, you know.
Then I have to cut this part.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways. We're back. It was crazy. And the first
for the head.
And the first thing you sound like,
So that happened. So how is this 3 hours gonna go?
I don't know.
I was so happy though. I didn't have to use the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom once. Okay. But it wasn't like the boring moment when Black Widow was talking to Captain America.
I don't care. Every moment is important. No action.
No. Yes. But I had to go. Every it was super bad.
Is important.
I drank too much. Way too much Coke.
Okay. So basically, that's it for that scene. And then 5 years later, everything is... They're rats. They show Scott Lang's truck.
Forget about Scott Lang saving the world. It was that rat, bro.
The rat saved the world. The rat brought him back to Earth 5 years later. For him, it was 5 hours.
Yeah.
And now he was trying to find everybody, and everybody thought he was dead. And then he went to go see his daughter, which is like 15 now.
Wait, I don't. 16. That's the point. It went okay. So, like, how
he
far?
He hasn't aged.
No, how far? I don't get that part. I says, all right. So in the Ant-Man movie, the girl was still little, right? And then he went to the quantum realm. She was still little. How in 5 years?
It went like because in the quantum realm, time is different. So for him, it was 5 hours, but for her, it was 5 years.
Yeah, I saw her daughter. I'm like, how do you grow so fast? What do you mean?
Because it was 5 years later, but for him, it's 5 hours.
Oh, or maybe just like the whole time they were just, you know, in the start of the movie. Maybe that it went like 2 more years, I guess. But that's, I don't know.
Went 5 years later. After I don't get the in my scene mind where how Thanos' she grew up. Head got knocked off 5 years later. When?
Yeah.
And for Scott, it was like 5 hours.
That's like, crazy.
I understand. Everybody disappeared when he went into the quantum realm.
I really loved the movie. That part was great. How the rat saved the whole universe,
and then
by the way.
Scott. Oh my god, that rat. And then you see Scott in the camera waving. And you can see Captain Black Widow seeing him. It's like, is this an old photo? And like, old footage? And like, they're like, no.
That was so exciting. But I'm like, that's crazy. All I want to see is your boy tell the whole story. Luis.
Oh my gosh, everybody wants that. I wanted that. Just explain the whole movie.
I was seeing this thing that said something about Luis tells the whole Marvel universe, I guess.
Yeah, I saw that.
You actually wait, where did you find that?
I didn't see the video, but I saw a photo.
I don't know how to find that. That's crazy. But I just wanted to see Luis. Just tell the whole thing.
I didn't even see him in the movie. I'm like, wait, exactly. What happened to him?
Like, what happened to him?
Okay, so after that, they were just talking to each other about figuring out everything. And then you see Hulk. You see Bruce Banner.
When I first saw Hulk, I was like, why?
What have you done, Bruce?
and then I got used to it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, this is gonna be fine.
That's totally crazy.
But it was cool, but like,
I'm like, Marvel, what was going through your mind?
Whoa. I mean, I love it. It's
crazy. And I love the part when they meet like Hulk and they just wanted to have autograph
in the taco.
Like an autograph, and just Ant-Man is just there and nobody knows him.
It's like, you want an autograph? I'm like, no thank you. And then Hulk is like telling them.
Hulk's insisting. I was like, oh, no, it's fine, dude. It's fine.
And the kids are like, I mean, we could. And I'm like, no, just go away. Go away, please. Just go.
That was a very good part. I love it. I love the movie.
That was amazing. And then, what was the next?
I think they went to Thanos' house.
They were talking about... Yes, they went to Tony's heart. Tony's house.
Okay, you say Tony's heart, but I said Thanos' house. I'm like, what?
No, Thanos is dead at this moment.
Yeah, Thanos is dead.
He's dead. He's present gone. Thanos is gone. Okay.
Yeah.
So they went to Tony's house because they realized, what if they did a time travel, but how Scott Lang said it, time heist.
Time heist. It's no time travel. It's not...
So,
going back to the future.
About it with Tony, and they said it's not gonna. He was like, it's not probably gonna work at all. That he didn't want to get involved in this because he was having a happy life because he was married and he has a kid.
Yeah, then he noticed like it is gonna work, but he didn't want to like leave.
You're
kid.
Going ahead of yourself.
Wait, that's I'm going way too far. My
bad. The Hulk, Ant-Man, who else? Hawkeye. Yes, Hawkeye.
Ooh, I want to see the new movie.
Started murdering. People, I mean, they were bad people, but still, he shouldn't have.
I saw Hawkeye. Like, what happened to him? My God,
he lost his family.
Yeah. Well, he went crazy.
Definitely disappeared. Yeah, the movie started off like that. Where
Is it just me? But everybody just gasped when the little girl, dusted. When she dusted, and like you know when Hawkeye was showing her how to
Arrow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we didn't see her dust.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she didn't see her. She just disappeared out of nowhere. And it was like, whoa.
He was, like, looking for her. And then life happened. Everybody turned to guess.
5 years happens.
5 years happens. And he got this crazy haircut. And
the haircut was like, oh, okay. This is new now.
I have no idea. But yeah, so Black Widow talked to him and brought him back, and then they went to the time. They were talking about the time travel, the time heist, and Hulk was trying to explain it to them. And then, I was so confused.
Then Hulk turned Ant-Man into a baby.
Baby, that was an old man and a teenager. Oh, that was funny.
That was a very funny part. I like that part. You should have kept him as a baby.
I know.
No, Hulk said to keep him as a baby because he's gonna grow up anyways. Right?
Okay, so this is what Hulk said about when they were talking about time travel. So, if you travel to the past, the past becomes your future, and your former present becomes the past, which can't now be changed by your new future. And then Nebula's like, exactly, and then Scott Lang's like, so Back to the Future is a bunch of
I know. Like, I don't get how all the new...
I was still confused, though.
I don't get how everybody knew what he was talking about, and I'm over here like,
oh, okay. Next
yet. It's Hulk. You know, he makes sense.
I guess. Dr. Hulk. But I'm like... I was still confused. I mean, I get it sort of now. It took a while. I tried to watch a bunch of videos, but they weren't very helpful because they were just talking really fast and making no sense whatsoever. Like, I don't have a degree in science. That does not exist. So, but I think I understand. So if you travel to the past, that past can become your future if you stay there.
Yeah.
And if you mess up something in your past, then... You have like a weird time. What was that? What did she say?
What did she say?
Girl, crap.
Space time continuum.
No, the old.
The old.
He's from Doctor Strange.
The ancient one.
Yes, ancient one. That if we messed up
something about
there would be like a weird time loop that would like mess everything up.
It's like break the time. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But everything would be broken if time wasn't put back exactly where it was.
But since it takes like a few hours to go over there. No, a few minutes to go over there and go back. So they can just put back the stones. And like,
yeah, and then...
Actually did.
And then finally Tony was like, he worked on it. And he did it so fast. Like, oh crap, this does
work. I know, bro. This guy's smart.
He's smarter than Hulk.
I want I want K'Challa's sister.
K'Challa? And Tony's Did you just say K'Challa?
K'Challa,
no,
right?
It's T'Challa. No,
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
It's T'Challa. Oh my god. I've been watching Black Panther like for like nights now, and I'm embarrassed for you. Why would you say that? It's T'Challa.
I am triggering.
You're
many
triggering.
People now.
I'm triggering.
But yeah, his sister. Zuri? I want him to meet. I want her. To, yeah, Zuri. I want her to meet. Tony.
Did you say like, Donnie or Tony?
You know what? I'm gonna. I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
I know they should have met. They probably would have been great together. But he was off in space, so.
Exactly.
But yeah, Tony figured it out.
That's crazy.
And then they decided to do the time heist. And Captain America got his shield back.
I know. I was, whoa. That's pretty dope. But the thing is, Tony never had vibranium. So, like, what material did he use? You know what I mean? Or maybe, like, he got his hands on vibranium.
I don't know what he did. I don't think he needed vibranium.
Yeah.
I think he was fine.
Oh, right. He got, like,
He had
a better material, right?
Yeah, he used something. I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, so how is this movie going to end? Is it going to be good?
I wasn't even paying attention.
Anyways,
he just got a shield,
I just wanted things to go well.
Exactly.
So they did the time heist, and so... Oh, my God. Fat Thor. Can we just... Yes. Fat Thor, you see, everybody's in their time high suits, walking, you see Hulk, you see Black Widow,
and then you see Thor,
you see Hawkeye, you see, oh my god, you see Rocket,
and then
Cap,
you go to see
and
Thor,
you see Fat Thor, the homeless, I call him homeless superhero, because he looks like a homeless superhero.
Dude, I was when I saw Thor, I just went through the movie.
Didn't I text you, watch out for the homeless superhero?
Yes, you did, like, a lot of times, and I was
like,
what
are you talking about? And then you saw Thor, like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, now I understand.
That's crazy. I saw him, I'm like, whoa, when are you gonna get fit?
Oh, you remember that scene in Infinity War where Drax is like, No, that was Rocket. You were like, he told Peter, you're one sandwich away from being fat. But no, it's Thor that turned out to be one sandwich away from being
fat. Will Drax say that Thor is a man now?
Oh, gosh. He's no longer a pirate.
He's still a man.
He just has a good-looking face and a good accent.
I bet Thor still has iron... Like Gamora said, his muscles.
But what, like how, when I found out about why he did this, I understood it because he dealt with so much. He lost his mom, his dad, his brother.
Yeah.
He lost everything. So obviously people turn to drinking and they just kind of forget everything about themselves.
And then, what's her name? The
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie. She goes straight. She's so straight. Yeah, he comes to the town
Hulk and,
once a month.
Who else went? I think it was Rocket and Hulk.
Yeah, Rocket.
To go get him and talk about the time heist that they want to fix everything. And it took some time, but he finally went. And then
exactly.
You see Korg playing Fortnite.
Bro, that was
funny.
And the part when Korg says, this guy's bullying me, his doors go crazy on the mic.
I'm like, poor kid.
That's crazy.
So
bro.
Let's skip all that to the time heist.
Then we go to the time heist.
So they go through there, so they have their special missions they have to get certain stones. Three of them are on Earth and the rest are like on other planets.
I was seeing, I saw all the movies of Back to the Future, and my mind is like, you are breaking many rules of time travel.
Oh, yeah, I was
right
trying to, I've been planning on watching that because I felt like, because I've been talking about the future so much after watching Avengers, and I'm like,
yeah,
I need to, like,
future.
Watch this, but I haven't been able to because I keep forgetting.
It's three movies and each one is 2 hours.
This one was 3 hours and I was still confused.
I really like, you know, Back to the Future. The thing is, sometimes when it's way too long and you feel like it's going to end and then it keeps going, I'm like, ugh.
But that's not me. I like these movies. I'm very geeky, so I don't care how geeky. Long they are.
But yeah, you should see them. You should see them to understand more.
I understand but to the future more.
Because the guy explains it better.
They do.
I think in all the movies, he explained
time. I mean, they had time. They didn't really have to rush that part. They could have explained it better, but I understand they didn't want to make it, like, so boring or, like, or have people be confused even more than they already were.
I like it how in one of the Back to the Future movies, right? They go to the future to see what's the future like, and there was flying cars.
So, but we still don't have that.
There were flying cars, and I'm like, wow. They, back then, people thought so much about the future.
They went to 2015, and we already passed 2015, and we don't even have flying cars. We don't even have hoverboards.
We don't even have hoverboards. We have those
whatever those things are. Whatever they are. Skateboards.
That looks like messed up skateboards.
Like, they're not hovering over the ground, so.
Oh my god. But, like, by the way, we are not talking about Endgame at all.
Oh my god. I love podcasts. So going back. Go over. Yeah. But, anyways.
Guys, we're making Endgame and Back to the Futures, if you don't know.
Yeah. This is all part of it because they do talk about it in the movie, so bleh.
Exactly. So.
But, anyways.
That's
so
true.
What was the first one? It was Captain America. It was Steve, Tony, and Hulk, I believe. They went to Earth. They went back in the past to 2012 from the first war. The aliens come down in New York.
Yeah, that's when Loki.
So Tony and Cap went to go get the Soul Stone. Not the Soul Stone, the Mind Stone and the Space Stone.
Captain America, and I think it was Tony and Ant-Man went to get the space stone.
Yes, Ant-Man was there. Yes, forgot.
And then was Hulk.
Hulk went to go to the Ancient One.
No.
To get the time stone.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So there were those four, and then Hulk went to the, yeah. And then we got Gamora. Yeah, Gamora and...
Okay, where are you?
Wait. No, not Gamora. My bad. Nebula. Stupid. Then Nebula went to...
He went with...
Star-Lord.
Not, what?
No, when Star-Lord was getting the Power Stone.
To the... Yes, that time, the first Guardians of the Galaxy, Nebula and Iron Patriot went to the time where... Star-Lord went to get the Power Stone. And then Black Widow and Hawkeye went to get the Soul Stone.
God, you explained this way better than me.
But let's go back.
let's go back.
I just love the part where they talk about... the elevator scene where Captain America wanted to get the... Stone.
They tell him to Captain America, there with Hydra.
He went basically to the past of where Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
But
that wasn't
until the future. Yeah. And he was like, Hail Hydra. I was like, oh, God, he knew how to play this game. And they just gave it to him.
He knew.
I thought he was going to beat everybody up again. I'm like, come on. We've already seen that.
I know. I mean, I would love to see it again. But
I like how it was all the same actors, too.
Exactly.
Everybody on the elevator was the same, and then he just went off, and then you see the other Captain America of 2012, and that one thought it was Loki, and it was like, that was funny, and they were fighting.
Well, they're gonna fight now.
And the Captain America was like, I could do this all day, and the present one's like, I know.
That was a good part. I love seeing them fight. In a good way, you know.
And
what
then
I mean?
The butt. America's
That was brilliant, by the way. That was just brilliant, amazing
that is
writing.
America's butt right there.
Exactly.
I forgot where that first showed up.
What do you mean?
I forgot where that first... Somebody said it first. But I don't know if it was on that part first, or...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody said it, like, something about the old Captain America, like, his suit was too tight or something.
Yeah, they were, like, making fun of him. I don't know. I have to see it again.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We can see clips later. We'll see clips later.
I'll just look it up.
Yeah.
So, they were fighting. He knocked down the 2012 Steve and then came out with the, Space Stone. No, not the Space Stone. He got the Mind Stone. He had the Scepter. He didn't have Stone yet. And so they got downstairs and something was happening. Tony was dressed in one of those, in the FBI, the black suits. And he was in his mask.
Yeah, Tony. And then Tony told Ant-Man to, like, do something. Only give me a little cardiac
to his old self.
Don't worry about it.
He did it to his old self. Like, nothing's gonna happen to me.
Tony don't care.
He doesn't care at this moment. Oh, my gosh. Ant-Man went into the old guy's
I like how Thor just uses his hammer to, like, get the thing working again. Like, a little electric shock. When Tony was getting a cardiac arrest, but that was a fun part.
Oh, it's open memory.
But everything messed up. But Loki ran away with his
that space. Everybody had so thing. Many questions. Like, wait, what's happening with Loki now? And then that video I sent you too, that basically we're gonna have Loki is in the show that's coming out on Disney Plus. So we're gonna have like the old mean Loki back.
Oh, like it went I didn't get to that
we'll
part.
See, I don't know if we'll see the future Loki again, but because
I want to
basically
show
there was a time
already.
Loop because he got out of that. Everything's back to the way it was except for that part because how he got out. But what is weird, though, because since they lost the Space Stone, Tony and Steve had to go back further in time, where it was like 1900-something, where they had to get the Space Stone again, and Tony saw his father, his young father.
Oh, that was great,
by
the way.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
And then Steve saw Peggy. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? You saw the scene where Steve saw Peggy?
Oh,
and then
no.
He had an
so
old
sad.
Photo of him.
Oh, that was just, wow.
That was amazing.
I saw that, I'm like, whoa. You better tell her. But you
can't.
Mess up
everything.
Yeah, you should have messed up everything. But that was
It really
so good.
Was. But what's weird is that they went back in time to get the Space Stone. And to get more of the of Pym's serum, too.
It's good that they bring
but
back
what
the
is
time,
weird is
so
they got
they can get that.
I just didn't understand because they got the Space Stone from the old time before Loki left, which felt like shouldn't everything but could put back in time where it was. Loki shouldn't have left yet. You get what I'm saying?
Mm. You're breaking my mind, but
okay,
yes.
So you get what I'm saying. So I'm saying, like, so Steve went further back in time to get the Space Stone. So Loki, in 2012, he shouldn't have gone away. Because at the end, they put everything back.
Exactly.
But I'm getting ahead of myself, so. I'm so confused. Still. But we'll see when Disney Plus comes out how everything works out.
Exactly. I want to see the show already. Like, it's going to solve all our problems.
Solve all my issues.
The new Loki show.
But.
So. It's going to be a new Loki show. In
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. But it's going to be
cost. It's
going to
cost
so good,
a lot
so good.
Of money.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pay for it. But
I'll just see it in YouTube, you know?
Yeah, no. They're definitely not going to post it on YouTube. They will not allow
it. That's crazy.
But
I think Disney will block that person straight up. So, but, yeah, going back to the movie.
So then we're at the part where I think, I'm just going to not say Hawkeye and Black Widow part yet. I'm just going to do Iron Patriot. War Machine. War Machine, yeah. And Nebula. That was his name, because he changed his name. So, I forgot his name, though. His actual name, not War Machine.
Oh, War I have no clue what his name.
But anyways, so War Machine, Nebula. Yeah. Go back to the time where Peter Quill went to go get the Power Stone, but he didn't know what it was. So, they saw him dancing and stuff. That was funny. Having to see that again, everything that happened.
And, like, you see the music inside, and then they go outside. And it's like, this crazy. Dude's
so stupid.
And so they walk out, and like,
then they grab the Power Stone. And then War Machine goes back. But Nebula's there, like, and then he sees Thanos. Thanos sees everything. Because the past Nebula is connected to the future Nebula. So Thanos sees everything that's going on, so he knows.
Wait, you know what you were saying about the Nebula? Yeah, Nebula thing, yeah.
So there's Thanos. Thanos knows what's going on. That people are looking for the stones and that they have them.
That was so nerve-wracking when Thanos straight up knew. I'm like,
everybody is screwed. Holy shit.
Oh, jizzle. But that was crazy. That was like, whoa. And the fact that how Nebula
she got
had the same. Yeah, exactly. And like Nebula, the old Nebula can see the same things that the new one.
And so that Nebula got everything that the future one had and went back to the future to get to basically get all the stones for Thanos again. And then you saw Gamora. Mm-hmm. You saw the past Gamora, and I was like, why'd you have to die?
That was amazing. And I knew how, I like how she still was like a nice person. I know, she was
still good.
You know, she...
She's not the past Nebula.
Even though she was like evil. Exactly.
But yeah.
But she was nice. And then it went past to Nebula going to like the present. Right,
the old one went to she pretended to be the present Nebula.
Yeah, she took out the thing and then the yellow thing. Yet,
but here we go. Here's the part that everybody hated so much: Hawkeye and Black Widow. They went to Vormir to get the Soul Stone.
I hated that, but at the same time, it's like, that was quick.
It was.
You know what I mean? It just came out of nowhere.
It was intense.
It's like. They went there.
That was so depressing. And so they went to Vormir. They found out what they had to do to get the Soul Stone. And so they were fighting with each other, Hawkeye and Black Widow. They were like basically, they were fighting to die for one another. Which one was going to die?
Oh, yeah.
And then Black Widow falls. She was going over the cliff. And then Hawkeye catches her. And she tells him to let go, that it's okay, that let me do this. And. Boom. She just died.
I was in my mind, it's like, use the grapple.
Depressing.
So that was I was saying that what was Red Skull doing?
He was just watching.
Just eating popcorn.
Like, I
didn't
want to see how this plays out.
He was excited for everything, my God.
Yeah. And then Hawkeye got the stone, and then
he was so depressed.
And then he went back, and then Captain America asked him, hey, where's Natasha? And I was like, she didn't come back.
She didn't come back.
So
that's crazy.
They did their mission. Hulk put all the stones on the gauntlet.
I was made for this.
Oh my God. Ooh, he snapped his fingers.
What happened when he snapped his fingers?
He snapped his fingers, his arm got all...
Yeah, but what did he do? But, like, nothing happened. Oh!
He killed his entire army, and he killed Thanos' entire army.
No, that was Tony. We're talking about Hulk. Yeah, he got everybody Hulk? Back.
Yes, Hulk snapped his fingers. His arm was all messed up after that, and then Ant-Man went to go see outside, and he saw everything was all bright, as light.
Yeah, little back. Birdies.
It was so nice.
To have and then and bright. Then and then what's her name? The wasp called, I think it was, right?
What?
No, Ant-Man was sitting outside to see the birds, and then Ant-Man got a call from Wasp. Her teammate? No, am I crazy?
Yes. You mean Hawkeye got a call from his wife.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Hawkeye got a call from his wife.
delete that.
She was bad. But then past Thanos comes out of nowhere and shoots the place.
I'm like, Thanos, don't ruin the moment. Come on, man.
Everything's all exploded. And that's then just... Thanos sends his weird, ugly monsters we saw in Infinity War.
He sent everything he had, literally.
Yeah, and he sent the old characters. He sent Squidward.
Squidward.
He's Squidward.
I like how Squidward, he didn't do nothing in the movie. He was super weak for some reason. He was so weak, he wasn't that powerful, Infinity War.
I know, he really wasn't. And then you saw the other characters we saw.
I like the big monster looking.
I forgot their names.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
I forgot their names because I don't really care.
I call him Squidward.
They're irrelevant.
I called the other guy...
the Children of Thanos.
I called him Big Guy.
Big Guy, Squidward.
Little Girl and Little boy.
Girl. And you mean Blue Girl and Blue Guy.
Little Guy.
It's the Smurfs.
Literally.
The Smurfs.
The Smurfs, and this is Thanos is right there.
The ugly Smurfs.
But that was a good part. That was such a good part. And everything, everybody was fighting, and then Thor just went almighty and everything.
Okay. You're going ahead, so
Wait, wait, wait.
We're not there yet.
I'm sorry.
You see everything.
I'm going
you get so excited. We all get so excited. We just want to go ahead. I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to get to this part because it's
relax.
So relax.
Okay, okay, we're back. We're back.
Okay.
Anyway.
So Ant-Man is trying to get out and get everybody. Mm-hmm. Hulk is trying to get out of his spot.
And then Thor. Oh, my
god. Oh god. And then you see Hawkeye, he has the gauntlet.
Oh yeah.
And the monster just runs away. He's running.
Bro, that was so nerve-wracking.
And then you see past Nebula.
And just I like how guy is like, oh, it's you.
It's you guys, but it's the wrong one. Past Nebula was with Gamora, but that was the wrong one. And then you see future Gamora come out of nowhere to try to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nebula shoots past Nebula. I'm like, wait.
I'm like,
shouldn't you have died?
I know. That just breaks every single rule that, No, the thing is that the past Nebula was in the present, so it doesn't really matter.
But that makes no sense.
True.
He was the past. It doesn't matter where you are. That's
forget about the when you went back back in time.
So if my past self was here with me right now, and if I shot her, I would be dead. But unfortunately, it doesn't work out with Nebula. She's not dead.
Wait. Okay. Let me just I don't know. I just have no idea. Now you guys say that.
I know it just makes no sense because if I shot my past self, I would be dead.
Exactly.
But Nebula shot her past self. And she's not dead.
I gotta search this up. We need research.
So confused.
Research what? I know everything.
My brother goes, research what? I know everything. Alright, guys. So, look at this. Alright. Nebula and the other Nebula, the Nebula past and Nebula future, are in the same place, right? Remember? And then Nebula, the future, kills the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean... Does that mean that the Nebula in the future should have died?
She... She should have died.
No, but okay. Unless okay. Like, something...
My brother's like, gonna explain.
Like, the ancient one said, once you do something that affects the past, it does a different timeline. Therefore, there was a timeline where she died, probably. It's a different timeline. Basically, when she killed the past, it did a different timeline. Where it never happened.
But that's what she said about the stones, though. Because the stones are so powerful.
And then, Hulk corrected her by saying we're gonna put everything back in place, but the thing where Nebula killed the other Nebula means it was a different, that she just created another timeline, and for it's just different.
It didn't make any sense, though. She should have died no matter what.
We gotta switch this up. Yeah. Thank you, guy, by the way. Thank you.
You're welcome. Be
yeah. But that's crazy. And then she died. Gamora was like there. Okay, that happened.
And then the
yeah.
Where was
that? You were the Nebula killing the other Nebula and
yeah. So after that we see Tony, Steve, and then
big fight by the way.
Thor. Oh yeah. Wait. Oh my gosh. We completely skipped Thor and Rocket going back in time.
I was gonna say that, but at the same time, I was like, oh, let her be.
Fat Thor saw his mother, and oh my that was God. Like that was the day she was gonna die too.
I liked how her mother didn't like freak out, like, why are you so fat? What are you
like? Like she knew.
She knew and then exactly.
He saw Loki as well. He got to see Loki.
What is Thor's mother got off? Where she's like,
she was raised by witches.
Oh.
How Loki became the god of mischief.
If you were paying attention, she said it.
Again, shut up. I really...
And Stormbreaker in his hands. And then they went to go fight Thanos because he was just sitting there and they wanted to see what happened.
I know, like,
but then they went after him.
He was like, okay, we're sitting there. What's your plan now? I was like, whoa.
Just go attack. So they started attacking them, beating them up. And they were doing good. But then Thanos started, like, breaking Tony's shield. He destroyed
Tony's shield.
Steve's shield.
Steve. You said Tony.
He destroyed his shield.
I'm like, whoa, how powerful is that weapon?
And they were fighting each other.
Dude, that sword that Thanos had is literally Captain's shield. It can go back to his hand.
It was destroying him.
Yeah. Guys said it's strong.
Yeah, it broke it. You see how it broke?
I know exactly. That was
and then,
about.
Like, few minutes later, everybody's screaming in the audience when they see Steve grab.
I know. Mjolnir. Everybody screamed. I'm like, whoa.
I was like, what?
Hold on.
And then I was like, wait a second. That was the same. He almost grabbed it in Ultron.
I actually thought, yeah, exactly. That's why. I actually thought that Captain Marvel was the one. I thought
that was there just to be funny, but.
Exactly.
It was basically a kind of an egg for Endgame.
I thought Captain Marvel was the one that got the Mjolnir, but when I saw Captain America, I'm like, whoa.
That was intense. Everybody was screaming in the theater, all excited. That was the best.
I was literally the silent person in the corner. I was like, outside, I was like, oh, cool.
I jumped out of my seat. I was like, yes! I was so excited. The movie was so pumped.
The movie was great.
Everybody was all dressed up, too, in the theater.
I saw a baby dressed up as Spider-Man. It was the best thing.
There was a kid with two kids dressed up like Captain America.
There was a kid. Oh, my God. One dressed up as Captain America. It was amazing.
I had these older people all dressed in Tony and Iron Man. And
seeing the babies are the greatest.
It's just... Yeah, the babies do it. It's cute, but when
and I like exactly, and I like how the babies don't know what they're doing. So just like, okay, mommy put this on me, so I'm just gonna
look cute.
Watch
the movie.
And that's crazy.
And then you see these portals opening up.
I know. And then
what is happening? god.
And then everybody comes out, and I love the part when with Doctor Strange to go, is this everybody? And then Will says, goes, you wanted more?
You wanted more? Like, this is everybody. Oh, and then Spider-Man goes up to Tony's like,
oh, that was amazing.
I was like, everybody, I went to dust, and then you weren't there, and you were in this other world. It was
so love how,
and they hugged Peter. Each other.
Exactly. I love how Peter explained everything, so it just makes it more Peter. You know what I mean?
I was crazy. So happy to see him again.
Exactly.
But when he did his pose, when he came out of the portal, everybody in the theater screamed the loudest for him. It was like, they forgot everybody else. When they saw Peter Quill, they're like, yeah! But when Spider-Man came out, like, oh!
That was amazing, for real. And then, like you said, Tony and him hugged, and it was like, and Peter didn't mean, like, wasn't ready for that. He was like, oh, okay, we're doing this now. You know?
It was just the moment. We just needed to
exactly.
Happen.
And they fought. I like how Valkyrie and the Valkyrie and Peter just met. It's just amazing. That's a good part.
No, the fight was amazing. Spider-Man and Captain Marvel.
It was okay. Yeah,
they were like trying to introduce each other. They had to pass around the gauntlet so that Thanos didn't get it.
I like how you got.
That movie is just so much going on in that movie.
I know. And I like how Peter used his kill mode. And I'm like, finally.
Oh, kill mode. He was like, finally. Where has that been?
I don't get it how everybody didn't said finally or whatever. But like, I was like, come on. That's.
And it has. He's just a kid, so. But finally, yes, he needed it for that moment.
He needed that moment, yeah.
And then you see Captain Marvel with battling Thanos, and he hits his head on her, and she doesn't even flinch.
I know.
He's hard as a rock.
Exactly. Captain Marvel is crazy. But she's not like Superman. Because Thanos, like, you know, she pushed her off.
I bet she can destroy Superman.
No, the thing is, like, yeah, she can do that. But in the movie, it didn't show like she was as powerful as Superman. You know what I mean?
It's because it wasn't really about her.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was about the Avengers, so it was about everybody. But really, mm-hmm. I don't think it was really focusing on her.
It just got me because the part when Thanos, you know, pushed her off or whatever, it's kind of like she's not, you know what I mean? But exactly, like you were saying, it's not about her, you know? If it was. She will destroy everybody in that place.
She destroyed that shit, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
She just did it in one go.
I just think, like, Captain Marvel just went to Earth just to visit everybody. And the first thing she goes is to destroy the ship.
My favorite part in that whole movie is when all the girls come together.
Oh, my God.
When I told my dad, he's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, did you have a problem? It's girl power. See all the girls lining up to defeat. Oh my gosh!
Like that was good.
And then Ant-Man and the Wasp were talking, and then Wasp was like Cap. Remember in Ant-Man where she was like making fun of Scott about calling him Cap?
Oh yeah,
and then she says it in Endgame.
Now, oh, that makes more sense. And then she says Cap. That's crazy. Because Ant-Man and Wasp movie, right, she was making fun of Cap, like you said. But, like, now I get why she said Cap, and then, like, you know, that's crazy.
Like, you got it, Cap, that's what she said, and then
like, and she got used fighting. To it or something.
And then Tony and Thanos were fighting, going over, because he finally got the gauntlet. And
oh yeah, yeah.
He almost tried to snap, but Captain Marvel stopped him, and then Tony secretly got the stones because Thanos snapped his fingers and he was like, "Wait, why isn't anything working?"
I was.
He's
right
like, and he turned his hand. He was like, "Where the heck are the stones?"
Exactly. I'm like, "Whoa!"
But then Iron Man has them, and he's like, the last thing he says,
"I am."
Iron Man snaps his fingers and gets rid of all the bad guys. Everybody disappears.
You know how in Infinity War, right? Thor says no when Thanos snapped his fingers. That was me when Tony snapped his fingers. I'm like, whoa.
Who's like, what have you done?
What have you done?
You have a child.
That was crazy.
That was so... he grew over the years of the movies.
In my head, I was like,
billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die.
Don't die, don't die, die, don't die.
I like it how, what's her name? Tony's wife.
Pepper Potts.
Pepper.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Pepper was like, she knew, like, she knew Tony was gonna die. And he was like, oh, don't worry about it, everything is gonna be fine. And it was crazy. I'm like, whoa.
That was Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange looked at him and was like, sure, this is the time.
Exactly. He was like, he showed him like one, you know what I mean? It's like,
and then
but he could have lived though.
Peter ran up to him to hug him, like, don't go.
Oh, wow, that was crazy.
And he just died right there.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like,
that was.
I seen Iron Man since I was little, and that was just the part. That part was like, what?
Everybody just went silent.
That was crazy. That was super crazy.
I have no other words to express. It was just depressing. The whole movie was just depressing.
And then there comes Spider-Man Far From Home. He thought, like, he's all depressed because Tony left, and it was like, wow.
The funeral, though, I think that was, he had everybody together, even the little kid.
Yeah.
The Iron Man 3, and he's all grown up.
Oh.
You didn't know who that was?
Oh.
Don't tell me you didn't know who that was. You didn't recognize him?
No, I didn't.
Yes, that's him. That's the little boy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's him now.
When I first saw him, I was like,
who's this kid? Who's, I know, I was guy? That too. I was like, wait a second. He looks kind of familiar.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's him. So they had everybody there, and even his daughter. Oh, and when Happy talked to his daughters, like, your dad loved cheeseburgers and stuff. That was so cute.
Wait, what is his name again?
Happy.
Yeah, Happy is the greatest with little kids.
Your dad loves cheeseburgers.
Your dad loves cheeseburgers.
Oh my god, that's crazy. I cried so much there.
Mm-hmm.
That was very emotional.
I like how her daughter is just like, if it was me, I would cry. It was like, his daughter is like, okay, this happened.
I know, and they named her Morgan like they said they would.
His daughter is like, oh, well, I'm not getting my toy sales.
I'm not getting my
toys. I was, anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. we're back. That was the crazy part. That was crazy.
Wow. And then Steve... And you see Bucky and what's his name? He plays Falcon, but I forgot his name. What the heck?
I know. I don't really, you know. Oh my goodness, I forgot his. I forgot the name of Falcon and, you know, War Machine.
That's crazy. I forgot their names. It's because we don't pay attention to them.
Exactly, we don't.
They're
really
not
like
the main characters. I mean, they're main characters,
and they didn't do main movies about them, so I'm like,
yeah, there's gonna be shows, but
I know.
So Hulk put the time machine, he went back, so Steve got the stones to go back and put him back to where he got them, and he did all that, but he was supposed to come back in like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. And so you see an old man sitting there on the bench.
I know. Oh, we're talking about the... Oh, my God.
You're like, what is happening? Where is he? And you just... And Bucky told Falcon to go talk to him. And they were just talking.
Wow. That was...
Steve, now he's happy, and he went back to Peggy. That he was enjoying his life. And then you see this
he
black
lived
bag.
His life. I love the part when he started dancing with the girl. I'm like,
Peggy. This is amazing.
He danced with Peggy. And then you see this black bag. And it had the shield in it.
It's like, now it's your turn to be Captain America. That's the way.
Yeah, he gave it to him. He was the new Captain America.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend, right? And both of them were like, oh, Captain Marvel's gonna die, and the other guy was like, no, Tony's gonna die. And then I see the movie, I was like, okay, they both died. But, yeah, that was a crazy part.
And Bucky looked at him and was like, yeah, he, like, accepted it because he wanted him to be Captain America. And...
Bro, Bucky was like, you crazy? Bro, what? But, yeah, that was a good part. And I like it how it was so quick. Okay, he went to the time machine and then, boom, done. He's back being old.
He's old. He finally grew old.
Yeah.
He was happy.
Happy little.
He had a life.
With his wrinkled American butt.
America's butt.
But that was a great. And then that's when the movie ends.
And then the ending where they had all the main characters and then they signed their names. That was amazing.
That was just super.
They had only the main characters, like from the first Avenger movie.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing. Super. I want to see it again.
I love it. I was oh my god. So my friend invited me to see a movie, right, again. And I'm like, sure, I'll go. But my mom is like, you already saw the movie. And I'm like, it's Endgame.
And the point is, what?
I can't argue with my mom. So I just let it go. I'm like, I can't go, man. And he was like, it's Endgame, bro. And I'm like,
You're going to see it again when you get it on Blu-ray.
So. Exactly. And I really want to see it again. I hope my friend put it on Plex so I can just see it and see it again.
Just bootleg it.
Because I like going through, like, other movies to see what I missed to understand things more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I literally saw all the Marvel movies, and my brother kept talking, like, he needed something, and I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to understand.
He's like, shut up, I'm trying to understand. I gotta find all the eggs so I can understand the movie.
Exactly. But that was great. That was great. Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
That was today's episode.
That was today's episode. No, I'm doing it this time.
Fine.
That was today's episode of... All right, you go.
So we're going to end it here. Have everybody have a great day.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.